I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing has been analyzing the economic performance last year of the Inland Empire's five most important economic sectors, which Dr. Husing says are logistics, providing one in five jobs in our region. Number two, the healthcare sector. Number three, manufacturing. Number four, construction and real estate.
Now, that then brings us to the last of the major sectors that can bring money to the region, the high-paying sectors. Here we have a problem. If you take medical care, health care out, which I did, and we look at everything else, these sectors' growth is largely dependent on local entrepreneurs. People are not coming here because of the fact that this is an area where high-end companies feel like they should be. This is a place where people start companies and grow up here. So you have companies like Esri in Redlands, or Bourne's Engineering in Riverside. Ahmad Del Al-Khatib started SigmaNet, started it briefly in L.A. County, but moved to the Inland Empire because he needed to grow. Sorensen Engineering, which is located in Yucaipa, big deal, over 300 employees. Their work is so impressive, they actually have parts running around loose on Mars because they're part of the rovers.
Wow.
Everything they do is itty-bitty.
Sorensen in Yucaipa.
Sorensen. So, but these are all entrepreneurs who grew up their companies here. What we need is much more of that to happen and be successful. The problem really goes back to, for us to education.
Yeah.
If you look at this year, 21% of our adult population, bachelor's and above, that compares to 20.1 in 2015. So between 2015 and 2016, it went up 0.9%. That's a big jump in 1 year. And that's good. It means we're starting to see some success in our educational strategies to raise our profile. The problem is our competitors. L.A., it's 31. In Orange County, San Diego, Ventura, and Santa Barbara, it's 38%.
38% of adults with a BA degree or higher.
Then you get over to the Bay Area, starting the Bay Area in San Luis Obispo, going up the Marin through the San Francisco and over to Sacramento, that whole big area.
Okay.
It's 42.8% of the population has a bachelor's or above.
Okay.
So that's where the companies are going because that's where that education. So we have improved, but we're still not competitive with those groups. And again, people say, oh, we have to get more high-end jobs. You have to have a high-end labor force.
Yeah.
Why education strategies are so important. When we look at what's going on in the office market, which is related to these kinds of firms, the vacancy rate was 24.2%, one out of four square feet was empty during the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
It's down to 11.7, so it has declined, but it was down in the sevens when we were starting to build again.
You mean
7% of the facilities were vacant during the boom prior to the Great Recession.
Okay, that's not very much.
It's 11.7 now.
So
we're not building anything right now.
Yeah, okay, all right.
The absorption is fairly modest in that field. The problem with offices, frankly, is e-commerce. A lot of things you used to go to an office to do, you do online.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to have a facility here necessarily. You can locate in the coastal counties, serve your, just as an illustration, my financial planners in Pasadena. We talk over the internet. We do forums over the internet.
Yeah.
A lot of that, you had to have an office here and be able to do that. Related to this, what will hopefully drive it somewhat will be Ontario Airport now that we have control over it. This year, volume is up now that we control it in passenger traffic, 6.8%. However, that 6.8 only got us to 4.54 million people. That happened to be the 1986 level. Now, we were on a path to grow like mad until L.A., in managing Ontario, deliberately forced it to shrink.
Yes.
We're back at the 86 level, even though our population has more than doubled, our labor activities have more than doubled, the number of companies has more than doubled, but our airport, even with great growth this year, it's still got a long way to go to catch up with the economy that it serves.
Is that just a function of ramping up as local control?
Marketing of the airport was killed by LAWA, the LA agency that controlled Ontario as well as LAX. So it's marketing. It's talking to the public and saying, excuse us, but there's an airport here. If you live in Alhambra, why would you drive across L.A. to go to LAX if you could go the other way and go to Ontario?
I don't know why anyone would drive from 5 miles from LAX to go to LAX, but there you are.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Dr. Husing's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org.